Thanks very much, Marty. Welcome back to Finn Park for the last few seconds of action. We've played 4 minutes now of injury time at the end of this game. It remains Harps 1, Bows 1. The fourth official did indicate earlier that there would be at least 4 minutes. And Bows are playing out these last few minutes with 10 men because they had a player sent off in the closing stages as the final whistle is blown by the match referee, Damien McGrath, and it brings the curtain down on what's been a hugely enjoyable night here at Finn Park. Honours even in the end, and perhaps deservedly so. Bows in front through Omacheri, 7 minutes into the second half. A good strike from the big centre forward after Harps failed to deal with a Dawson Devoy shot, which kind of screwed across the face of goal. Ball fell into the path eventually of Omacheri, who shot first time in past Mark Anthony McGinley. Harps needed a response and they got it. They almost got an equaliser 19 minutes into the second half when Yo-Yo Matty released Mihailovic in on goal, a 2-on-1 situation, but the Mihailovic's touch let him down. He just let the ball go too close to the goalkeeper, who was able to come out and clear his lines, James Talbot. But within a minute Harps were level, and it was after a piece of class play in the middle of the park involving Ryan Connolly and Bastian Heary. Heary with a lovely through ball which released Connolly, and he unleashed a wonderful effort which flew in past James Talbot. Great goal. If you see it later on online, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. So it was one apiece at that stage, and all of a sudden Harps' tails were up. Although, in saying that, Omacheri cracked one off the crossbar on 70 minutes. Then Grant Horgan up from the back for a set-piece situation for Bowes. Shot just wide of the post as well. Bastian Heary had a header for Harps, which was comfortably dealt with by Talbot. And then at the other end, another nervy situation for the Harps backline. It looked as if Ethan Boyle had dealt with a cross into the area, but for some reason, I don't know, was he thinking about passing it back to his goalkeeper, but he lost control of the ball and Omacheri was in again. And again, this one just flashed across the face of goal and Harps were able to survive. Omacheri then saw red right at the end of this game. Remember, he had picked up a yellow card, one of a number of bookings before half time, which really got on the irk of the home supporters. Referee Damien McGrath issued 7 yellow cards in that first half. There was an 8th yellow card then in the early stages of the second half, and eventually a player just crossed the line, you may say, Omacheri, for a challenge on Ethan Boyle on halfway. Referee Damien McGrath showed him a 2nd yellow, so that was a red for him. He'll be suspended for their next game. As it stands, Derry City lead the way in the Premier Division tonight because they have won away from home at Shelburne. Patrick McAleenie with his first goal for Derry following his return to his hometown club. Elsewhere, Drogheda beat UCD by 4-2, and St Pat's beat Shamrock Rovers by 1-0. St Pat's are the visitors here to Balbuffet next Friday night. Harps were good tonight, fully deserved their share of the spoils against Bows. It's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 1, Bows 1.